you really want to go? You want to go?
Hey, it's Mel with Guys Games and Beer. We're still at Pittsburgh Gaming Expo, hanging out, and I'm here with
Drunk and Larry. We're having a hell of a good time. This is super fun, and we're going to continue the interview cavalcade with
Sean Patton. There's my beer opening up.
Nice.
Cheers.
Cheers. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, no, I'm Sean Patton. I'm happy to be here. I run a little company called Surprisingly Fun Games.
Whoa!
What?
That's what I do. That's why I'm here, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's got to be it.
Perfect sense.
So tell us about the games.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're a small company. We've been around about 5 years. We got 2 games out right now. I'm going to show you those games, okay?
Yeah.
All
right. Now, these are board games. You know, none of that digital stuff.
We love tabletop.
Awesome.
It's shaky.
This is a game called Tin Spin. It's a game all about spinning dice, because why just roll them when you can spin them? Am I right?
Okay.
I've spun them all the time.
Yeah, you got to spin them.
I love tops.
That's how it works.
Kind of like
I've never been rewarded, but maybe I will now.
No. Yeah, you'll be rewarded with gold cubes. Oh. Who doesn't want gold cubes?
I want a gold cube.
You got to have gold cubes.
Can I see inside?
Yeah, you can see inside. Let's crack this open right now. I'm going to try not to spill everything, but look how shiny that is. I don't know if you guys can see
that. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Is that a rocket ship?
I feel like this is something you can put in your pocket and take
with the bar. Wow. Yes. Look how pretty that is.
Yes.
Dang.
In fact, I did a lot of my playtesting at bars, and I'll tell you why. First of all, people are there to have fun. But second of all,
that helps.
When you're spinning dice, there's a tendency for them to fall off the table and onto the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What happens then? People all take out their cell phones, they turn on their flashlights, and they start to look. And what does that do? Everyone's like, what are they doing over there? It's like a rave over there with cell phone flashlights.
Okay.
They come over. Now they want to play too. It's actually really great. You lose a few dice, but overall, you get a big crowd. It's a good time.
Okay.
How many players? A maximum of 6?
So 2 to 6.
Two to six.
Very flexible.
So how does it actually work?
Yeah. So you've got 7 different kinds of dice, okay? Now, most of the time, on your turn, you have a choice to make. You can roll or spin, okay? Why would you roll? Why would you spin? Well, let's talk a little about that. Now, you guys are familiar with different dice, right? You got 4-sided die. We got 6-sided die.
Yeah.
Now, if you roll a 4-sided die, you're trying to get a 1, 2, or 3. Very easy to do with a 4-sided die. A little harder to do, of course, with a 20-sided die, right? Now, there's also some dice in between. We got the rocket ship. This is a D6.
That's a very special die.
Only in this game.
You need that die.
Now, you also got the D8. You got a D10. You got a D12.
Okay.
It turns out that the lower the number of sides, the easier it is to roll a 1, 2, or 3. And the higher number of sides, the easier it is to spin the dice.
There.
So your choices are roll or spin. If you roll and you get a 1, 2, or 3, you get a golden cube. If you choose spin, you count down. 3, 2, 1, spin. Everybody spins. If you spin the longest, you get 2 golden cubes.
Oh.
So there you go.
It doesn't matter what it lands on
for the base game.
As long as it stays spinning
the longer. Okay. Exactly. Now, the other thing you got going is you got the swap die. And this is a die that swaps the other dice around.
Okay.
So if you start with one die, you're not going to be with that die for very long. Because at the end of every turn, you roll the swap die.
Is the die selection random?
It is. Well, the initial selection, you actually spin the tin. Because it's called Tin Spin. And whoever the tornado on the cover, whoever the tornado points to, that's who goes first. That's who gets to choose their die first.
Okay, cool.
There you go. Yeah, you use every part of it. You got to spin the tin.
Very fun.
But the swap die, it does things like everybody pass to the left, everybody pass to the right, pick any die you want, swap with the tin, or even nope, nothing happens.
Okay.
But the dice are moving around, you're spinning, you're rolling, you're earning golden cubes, and the first to get 5 wins the game. And that's the base game.
All right.
Now, is this your first game that you developed?
No.
Yes.
And what was your inspiration?
Game. Do you have?
What is inspiration?
We have so many questions.
I love questions. So the inspiration, long time ago, over 20 years ago, I was in a class. It was a game design class, believe it or not.
Okay.
And the assignment was to make a game that used dice.
Okay.
And everybody was doing rolling, but I was like, you can do other things with dice. You can spin dice.
You can throw them at people. Overly aggressive.
Some people did that. They made little things you got to build up and you throw the dice.
Okay.
But I chose spinning. And to this day, I think it is still the only dice game that uses spinning as a mechanic.
interesting.
But, you know, 20 years went by, and I was making video games in that time. I've been making video games for 22 years.
Yeah? Well, name one of them.
Name? Among Us VR. There you go. Okay. Yeah. I expect you to. I do a lot of VR games. We also do theme park attractions, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about board games.
No, I get that, but you know, I just want to. I'm checking your cachet.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. If you've been to a Disney park in the last 12 years, you've probably ridden on a ride I've worked on.
Oh yeah, no, that's totally true, and I'm a total Disney-aphile.
I could definitely talk about Disney for a while. Yeah, I do all sorts of things. We do VR, we do AR, we do theme park attractions.
Okay,
but. That's at my day job. This is my night job, which is surprisingly fun games. Anyway, 20 years later, I finally decide I want to do a Kickstarter with the company that I just made.
Okay.
And this is a relatively simple game, I thought, at the time. Now, it turns out that I made it really hard because when you're making a board game, you got to have everything tested. Yeah. You got to go, like, you know, make sure all the different colors, all the different materials.
If a user can do it, they will.
They will.
Oh, no, exactly.
They will.
Yeah, no, so it turns out by having 7 different color dice and golden cubes, like, it actually made it really hard for me to get this game tested. It cost a lot, but that's okay. It's all worth it.
Okay.
It's out there now. It's for sale. But that was the inspiration. I wanted to make a game with dice that doesn't use rolling or doesn't use only rolling. There is some rolling in the game as well, obviously. But yeah. Oh, and the Mix It Up card, you guys will like this. These are rules that you can add in to cater the game to your players.
Yeah.
They can add
it super complex and not understandable.
If you want. But there is also, I got to point this out, there's gin spin.
Okay.
Now, it does, you know, it can be your favorite drink, alcoholic or non.
Oh.
But, you know, that modifies the game. There's some extra rules.
We're going to call that the beer spin.
Beer spin. That's,
yeah.
I get those all the time.
I need the cheers right there. So there you go. All right. Beer spin. But yeah, so that's tin spin. Now, there's another game. Do you want to learn about the other
game? No, I want to learn about that because, to be honest, when I walked up in the vendor hall, I was drawn to the baker's hat.
Yes, I was wearing a baker. I'm sorry I'm not wearing it now. But so the other game has to do with sweets and treats and baking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which was like, okay, yes, I want to know about that.
Absolutely. Well, I'm wearing a shirt. This shirt, the other game has combos that you can do. And this is the sweet math shirt. It shows all the different combos you can make
it's
the game.
Like
that's so cute.
It's not telling me what I can't eat, right?
No, you can eat it all.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, maybe it's not the actual cards.
It's not real food.
This game does make you hungry, though.
Does it?
I will warn you. It absolutely makes you hungry. This is called Sweet Deals. It's a game of sweet strategy, okay? And you're going to have different cards of different desserts. Right, you got your cupcakes, your donuts, your strudel. You even got a mochi in there, a little Japanese dessert there. But the trick of this game is everyone has a hand of 7 cards. All right, and you're always going to have 7 cards. And, of course, what do you want at the end of the game? You want the most points, right?
Right, okay.
Now, we're gonna pop out some cards here. I'm going to show you some examples. But you've got, you know, you got your pie.
I can hold the microphone.
You can hold, do you want to? Okay, perfect. Yeah. So we got pie. We got even some combo cards like pie and ice cream, which is on my shirt, of course. Pie plus ice cream equals pie and ice cream. And the reason why that matters is you're trying to get multiples of the same type of dessert.
Okay.
And so if you got 2 of a kind, that's 4 points. 3 of a kind is 7. If you get up to 4 of a kind, that's a big bump up to 14 points.
Wow.
But it goes all the way up to 6. If you get 6 of a kind, you shout, "Sweet 6!" And the game ends immediately. Now, you may not win, though, because everyone is still going to score their hands.
Okay.
But the earlier a sweet six is called, the more likely the sweet six will win.
Right.
Later in the game, someone might have a 5 of a kind and a 2 of a kind or a 4 of a kind and a 3 of a kind.
Might say, "Sweet six, suck it."
And then someone beats you with a 4 and a 3 and you feel really bad. That's, you know, that's.
I know. It does bring as much pleasure as it will bring if you win. It won't be that much.
It's entirely possible. Well, yeah, no, that can happen.
Okay.
I was so wrong.
That's a very cute game.
Yeah, no, the art is stupendous. Actually, one of the backers. Drop those on the ground. I'll pick those up later. That's fine.
So with the dice game, the art was pretty simple.
Yes.
So we got a little more complex with the card games.
Yes.
So did you do the art?
No, I did not. However, here's an interesting story. So okay. I did both of these as Kickstarters, right?
Yeah.
So Tin Spin was my first Kickstarter, and I was then working on Sweet Deals, and I knew I needed some good art that I could not provide. I am not an artist. I'm a game designer.
Okay.
And so I reached out to my...
You're the brains.
I'm the brains. Well, sometimes, more or less.
All right.
But I reached out to my Tin Spin backers, and I said, hey, I'm working on a second game. If any of you guys know an artist, let me know. And so actually Tanya Wellington, the amazing artist who did the Sweet Deals art, is the sister of one of my Tin Spin backers.
Okay.
So it's all within the family, man.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, it worked out very nicely. Yeah.
It's got a cute flavor to it in the artwork.
Oh, flavor. Did you use it? Because it's got desserts, flavor.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah.
But yeah, the way the game works, everyone has a hand of seven cards, and you want to get multiple. So how do you do that? Well, you have to bid on them. But the cards in your hand, the cards you're collecting, they're also your currency, your money.
Right.
So if you want to bid two, you need a card worth two that you're willing to give away.
Right.
And so mid to late game, you get these really hard choices where like, well, I've been collecting ice cream, but there's been a lot of people offering cookies. Should I switch the cookies or should I, you know, maybe try to get four cookies and three ice cream? And you're making these tough decisions about what you want to bid.
Right. So,
and you're paying attention to everyone. Yeah, it's a really, so really great
say,
game.
I'm going to say, you know, I'm gonna talk about sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, genius always finds genius, right? So I created a game.
I'm ready.
That also utilizes the cards as also
multiple.
An element and a currency. Yeah.
It's a good move. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the reason I designed this game was my wife has a big family. We do a lot of holiday dinners, right?
Yeah.
Everybody gets a nice meal.
Sure.
But then they start to separate. You know, some people are on the couch. Some people are in the kitchen. Some are still at the table.
The game's on. Whatever.
If it's Thanksgiving, yeah, exactly. Most of them are on the couch.
I know. They're falling asleep. But I want to play a board game. I'm like, hey, come back to the table. Let's play a board game. No one wants to move. They're bringing out their phones, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need a game where I can just hand someone a set of seven cards and be like, look, you're playing this game.
Yeah.
And that's what you can do. You don't need to be at the central table. As long as you have one kid energetic enough to run the trades, all the trades are one for one, right? So if you're offering strudel, I'm in for a hot strudes. I'm going to bid two on it, right? You know? And so if I'm the highest bidder, you just have a kid. If I'm sitting on the couch and you're in the kitchen.
My God, the mechanics are so close.
That's so good.
No, they bring the card from you to me. And that's all you need. You can stay where you're sitting. With your beer on the couch.
That's unusual.
It's unusual.
Yeah.
I do love lazy mechanics.
This is the game, man. I play this on planes. I play this on trains. I play this at camping trips. You don't need a table. I play this waiting in line at conventions like this one. Because you just put the draw pile. You're rarely drawing. You only draw if no one wants your dessert. So it's very rare.
And it's rare. Yeah.
And it's rare.
Yeah.
So you have that in your shirt pocket. You can play literally standing in line. As the line moves, you're still playing a game.
Don't it.
No, it's you can play it at Dunkin' Donuts. I play this, you know, waiting in line at PAX Unplugged, PGX, any conference you go to.
Okay.
It's a great, very versatile game. 1 to 8 players.
Fun.
Yeah, it's so good.
I wonder about that.
Tell me more.
Have you thought about corporate sponsorship?
You know, I should.
I mean, I feel like it's like Baskin. So, you know, almost every Dunkin' Donuts now is also a Baskin Robbins. So, I feel like this card game
is basically ice cream and donuts.
Wait a minute. The disembodied voice is going to cut it on this one. Look, they got Alfred Hitchcock to do one for Toyota, okay?
Oh, that was so long ago.
In Japan.
He just wants to talk about that.
I did. Disembodied voice. I'm out of here.
Ever. We'll share that with you later.
No. Oh, yeah. I'm happy to learn.
So where can people find your games?
Well, so right now they're in local brick and mortar game stores. If they're not in your store, have them reach out to me at Sean at surprisinglyfungames.com.
No online presence?
Yes, they're also available online.
Ah.
Surprisinglyfungames.com. You can purchase them there. They're also coming to Amazon soon. They're not quite there yet.
Excellent.
But surprisinglyfungames.com. And, you know, your local brick and mortar, I love to support the local stores.
Yeah,
so if your store doesn't carry it, have them reach out to me. We'll get it set up.
Yeah, like Gnome Games in Green Bay area.
There you go.
Or,
you guys are from Wisconsin,
the,
right? Sanctum and Racine.
Yeah. So a couple local ones. We have a pretty Coming from Wisconsin, the birthplace of D&D, we...
Please.
You know, we have actually a pretty strong gaming community.
I bet you do. Yeah, no, so wherever I travel, I got stores out in California, down in Texas, here in Pittsburgh, of course, up and down the East Coast because I travel for vacation. I basically spread it around like Johnny Appleseeds. But I'm always looking for more retailers.
Do you get a different flavor when they go to a different place?
No. It's all
ground you plant in.
That would happen. We're all over the place.
It's all good gaming.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we'll see you again on the next interview. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you later.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. Thank you.